Greetings of peace and strength to you, dear friends, dear listener. Thank you deeply for your patience with me as I bite back into this podcast. And if I can recall, we were going to explore conflict, Ubuntu, and hope. And so in today's episode, I am diving right into Ubuntu, humanity's echo across time. I hope that you've had a good start to your Lenten season. For me, this Lenten season is going to be a time of renewal, a time of transformation, a time to reflect intentionally about giving thanks for the gift and the love of God. Again, God for me, an immaterial being that creates and lives outside of time and space and is the ultimate expression of love. Ubuntu. In the busyness and noise of today's world, where conflict just seems to be the prevailing tune, I think there lies a silent, a quiet, a hushed melody that has been resonating through the hearts of humanity since time immemorial. For me, it is the melody of Ubuntu, a philosophy that is as much a part of us as the very air we breathe, yet often as neglected in our intentional practice as the fleeting moments of silence between the notes of our daily lives. Ubuntu, a term that originates from the Nguni Bantu languages of Africa, encapsulates for me the very essence of being human. Often it's translated as "I am because we are," a maxim that is simple in its wording but profound in its implications. This philosophy is not just a cultural artifact to be admired from afar or to be quoted at wonderful retreats. I think it is a living, a breathing call to action, a reminder and an invitation that our humanity is deeply entwined with that of others in a world that is increasingly valuing individualism, where success is measured by personal achievement and the accumulation of status, of listeners, of likes. Ubuntu stands, I think, as a countercultural assertion. It challenges the narrative of separation and self-sufficiency, daring to propose that we are not isolated islands, but rather interconnected beings whose destinies are bound together. And for me, the emotional resonance of Ubuntu is undeniable. It speaks to a deep longing within us all, a longing for connection, a longing for belonging, a longing for understanding. It acknowledges the silent tears of the lonely, the heavy burdens of the downtrodden, the unspoken yearnings of the soul for a kind of communion and community that transcends words. Yet, embracing Ubuntu, of course, is not without its challenges. It requires us to look beyond our own needs and desires, to extend a hand to those who may not be able to offer anything in return. I think it asks, and I know it challenges me sometimes, to be generous with my time, with my heart, and it calls us to forgive, it invites us to heal, and it challenges us to build bridges where walls once stood. And so, the emotional journey towards truly living Ubuntu is tumultuous. It demands vulnerability. It demands, I think, the courage to expose your own wounds, those cracks to the healing balm of others' kindness. I think it necessitates a kind of radical empathy that feels all too scarce in the face of our modern, emerging, technologically advanced world. Yet, I think for me, and I wonder for you, dear listener, the promise of Ubuntu is nothing less than a promise of rediscovering one's own humanity. It is a path that leads away from the precipice of alienation and towards a horizon of collective well-being. I think that it is a commitment to the belief that our lives are linked, that the pain of one is the pain of all, that the joy of one is the joy of all, and that is why I am always grateful for the divine supper we share in spiritual places, spiritual oases, in churches, in gatherings as community. We stand at the crossroads of history where the echoes of human conflict ringing in my ears. The philosophy of Ubuntu, I think, offers a mustard seed of hope, a testament to the enduring spirit of compassion and solidarity that has carried, I think, most of humanity through the darkest of times. And so, in the spirit of Ubuntu, we are invited to weave a tapestry of connection that honors the dignity of each thread, each story, each human being. It is a tapestry that has the potential, I think, to envelop the world in its warm embrace, to transform the narrative of division into a narrative of unity. And so, I sit with this question, a question that stirs the waters of my soul and provokes a ripple of change in my heart. In a society that often rewards the individual at the expense of the collective, how will I choose to embody the spirit of Ubuntu in my life? Will I dare to be a custodian of this ancient melody, ensuring that its harmonies are not lost to the noise and chaos of our times? And so I invite you, wherever you're listening to this, to ponder not just with our minds, but with the full breadth of our being. A future where I am because we are becomes not just a phrase, but a way of life. The parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus teaches us that loving our neighbor means extending kindness without boundaries. The Samaritan, an outsider, exemplifies this Ubuntu compassion by caring for a wounded stranger, embodying the truth that our humanity is shared and that we are each other's keeper. Blessings to you this day, dear friend. Thank you for listening. And continue to allow the gift of Ubuntu to enfold you this time, this day, this moment. Until next time, gratitude for your attention.